Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. More with Daryl Peel as we dig into last week's Cattle on Feed report in just a moment.
Hillary Communications, serving more than 19,000 customers with telephone service in 22 counties throughout Oklahoma and Texas. The company also offers IP television service and internet speeds up to 1 gig. Hillary Communications continuously researches the marketplace for innovations and strives to improve underdeveloped areas, offering services that exceed customer expectations. Hillary Communications, providing ultra-fast broadband, digital cable, and telephone service to thousands of customers across Oklahoma, Texas, and Iowa. To learn more, go to hillcom.net.
I'm Randy Grellner. I'm a doctor by day and a farmer by trade. Raised as the son of a sharecropper, I feel more comfortable in cowboy boots with a gun than dress shoes with a pen. I learned hard work and rural values growing up in Kingfisher. Today, as farmers are feeling the impact of inflation caused by Democratic policies, doubling the cost of fertilizer and diesel, we need a stable food supply and we need to respect the farmers who make that possible. I am the only non-career politician and farmer running for Senate. I am Dr. Randy Grellner. I'm running for U.S. Senate and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dr. Grellner for U.S. Senate.
We're digging a little bit more today into the latest cattle on feed report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture issued last week. Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel with us. And we talk right now with Daryl about those marketing numbers. Pretty strong. And he says we've got to keep them really strong to get through this current number of cattle that we've put into our nation's feedlots.
Absolutely. You know, again, the way we're stacking these cattle up, we're gonna need to continue moving them. And again, we typically seasonally do move a lot of cattle this time of the year. As we get into the sort of the heat of the summer doldrums, that gets a little bit more challenging. So that may be the real place where we have to watch this thing will be in that July, August time period. And then we'll see, of course, in the next couple of months what happens to these placement numbers. I suspect we'll start seeing the placement help us a little bit in that these placements will drop. Now, I've been expecting it for several months, and it hasn't happened yet, but I still expect to see that here at some point. And a lot of this is really being driven by, I think, drought impacts in the short run here. So that's something that, we would not have probably done otherwise had it not been for those conditions.
The May report doesn't break down heifers and steers, but Dr. Peel says it's likely we're continuing to liquidate heifers because of drought conditions.
I really suspect that's what it is. We don't really know for sure. We had April 1 breakdown of steers and heifers, and the heifers were up, but steers were up too. But we continue to see that. You know, really, again, that July 1 quarterly report, what may be a really important one to give us a better indication of what the heifers are doing. But I really suspect that's what's happening, is that we're seeing some heifers that were, you know, they were probably called replacement heifers on January 1, and they're now showing up as feeder heifers and being put into the feedlots.
I know that some of the reactions I'm getting from some folks out in the country is that, you know, when we start talking about a mama cow herd or beef cow herd reduction of even maybe 2-4%, some folks are saying, that may be low, that we may even have more liquidation before it's all said and done. You know, there's a lot of worry right now because of all the drought that we've got still out there.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I mean, I don't know that it will go higher than that. It could. We could sure be up to that 4% level, just the way the numbers look right now. And, you know, a 3-4% decrease will be a huge decrease if we see something like that. In fact, it may be the single biggest year-to-year decrease in the beef cow herd since about the mid-1980s.
Finally, for the stocker operators, cow-calf guys with calves, I mean, you know, what are these continued placements that are well above expectations? What does that mean marketing-wise for these guys that have still got animals that at some point they're going to want to take to town, retain ownership, or do something with them? What does it mean to them?
Well, you know, in the interim, I mean, again, there's been strong demand for these placements, and you know, prices have held up fairly well for feeder cattle. And obviously depending on your situation, you may need to market those cattle. Now, you know, I think the underlying trend is for tighter numbers, and I think that'll be a little more dramatic as we get into the second half of the year, or sometime late in the year that there may be even better opportunities at that point in time. But, if you have to do it now, we're still holding up pretty well at this point.
I guess what part of that is obviously how much forage you've got available to you and all the other cost of inputs.
Yeah, that's right. You know, the folks that are in the drought area, obviously, really, I think, face a lot of decisions here in the coming weeks because, you know, we are here now. It's springtime. We should be getting growth. And if we're not getting growth at this point, then we're going to be faced with some decisions very shortly. In the non-drought areas, I'm hearing a fair amount of sort of anecdotal indications from the country that, you know, guys, where moisture is not a problem, but fertilizer prices are very much a problem. And so we could see decreased, you know, decreased pasture and hay production simply because they feel like they can't afford the inputs. And so there's really going to be no relief in sight. You know, we're forecasting record high hay prices this year for sure.
OSU's Dr. Darryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Purple Wave Auction will sell surplus equipment for Noble Research Institute on Wednesday, May 25th. Bid now on applicators, harvesters, irrigation equipment, planters, seeders, tillage equipment, pickup trucks, and more. Over 160 items will sell to the highest bidder, regardless of the price. Bidding is easy. Simply visit purplewave.com to get started. Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.